there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today, with the spirit of Mother's Day, we're switching it up and we're doing something extremely special and different. So I am going to be interviewed by my mom, Denise. She's fabulous, and she's going to ask me 20 questions so you all can get to know me. So let's get started.
Okay. Alicia, you have 16 published books. That's an incredible accomplishment. What's your favorite book?
Oh, wow. Great question. So, yes, I really climbed Mount Everest that I always mention. But if I had to choose one of my favorite books, I would say There's a Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt. And it's just for that individual that needs to champion their winning spirit and just know that whatever you're going through, whatever hurdles along the way, whatever curveball life throws you, there is a light at the end of the tunnel and you can succeed if you have a good strategy and a winning mentality. And it highlights like different champions like Serena Williams, Muhammad Ali, and just different things outside of sports, whether you're in the corporate world, whether you're doing something that you're passionate about, just strategies that most successful people have taken to persevere and move forward. So it is available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Get your copy. You won't regret it. So yeah, it's my favorite.
What valuable lessons have you learned from me as your mom?
Wow, that's a good one. Did you teach me anything? Just kidding. You taught me to just believe in myself. You taught me that some people will doubt you, some people will hate on you, some people will try to stop you, but just stay in your own lane, stay focused and believe in yourself and just speak that positivity. You taught me about, you know, manifesting, speaking things into existence. Mm-hmm. Like I can remember when I first started podcasting and you're like, you're gonna be great. And, you know, we talked about getting to the studio. So you've always encouraged me and inspired me to just move forward. And I love the fact that you march to the beat of your own drum. Like some people don't understand what you're doing, but you're a career woman, 30 years in your career, and you just persevere and move forward. So I've learned that so much just watching you. So thank you for inspiring me.
Okay. What are your thoughts on love?
Love.
Yes, love.
Love. Okay. I believe love is a beautiful thing when it's with the right person. Some people may be jaded or shallow about it, but I just think that love is just such an incredible thing if you have the right person that, you know, you guys are compatible spiritually and you're with the person for the right reasons and you have the right motive. So I'm very happy. My hubby's very supportive. He's a great provider, protective, and he's what I need. So I love that. And for anyone that's down on love or, you know, you may have been burnt, keep going. Keep going. Love is a beautiful thing.
Okay. Who's your favorite artist?
Favorite artist. Oh my gosh. So I have so many. Like I have a diverse taste in music. I love Sade when it comes to jazz, smooth operator. Love is a Crime. Let's see. I love Chris Tomlin. He's amazing. He inspired me like in so many ways when I felt like so much is going on. I just hear his voice and his music. He inspired me a lot. But also on like an R&B side, you guys know I love R&B and country now. Beyonce, I love Beyonce. Yes, 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 Beyonce. Aaliyah, let's see. So many artists. Like it varies based off the day. But those are my faves. So,
yeah. Okay. You've lived in New York.
Oh, wait, Alicia Keys. Ooh. Sorry, I love her. Girl on Fire.
Okay. So you've lived in New York for 10 years now. What do you like most about NYC?
Wow, I can't believe it's been 10 years. I remember just getting my start, being humble, being determined, being so excited to just work in these big buildings and being in the interview process. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here. I watched this on TV and it's just been an incredible experience. The people, they inspire me. They have this hustle mentality. Everyone's a go-getter. You could tell the people that's not from here, they're walking like very slow and they have no sense of direction. So I've learned a lot. I've learned to trust the process. I learned there's so many ups and downs. I learned that you can plan your day, but you'll get like some sidetracks and things happening along the way. No day is the exact day, but it's been a really good journey. And I've learned from the people just to be, resilient, a mover, a shaker, being inspired, like can't stop, won't stop, that New York mentality. So I love it. I love it.
There you are. Okay. What keeps you motivated?
What keeps me motivated, I would say my faith in God, my determination to just do more and be more, and just inspiring individuals and making a difference, especially with this podcast. If I could just touch one person, and the listeners, they've been reaching out to me and messaging me. So that's what it's all about, when people share the message and they're like, you inspired me. I was going through a rough patch, but I listened in and it just gave me motivation and hope. And just seeing that it's so many people, it's not just a set group of people, that it's just reaching people on so many levels. So that's what keeps me motivated to keep going and keep inspiring.
Okay. You attended 7 New York Fashion Week shows. Which one was your favorite?
Wow. Okay. All right. I have 2 favorites. So okay. I love Couture Fashion Week. That's like the first one I've been to. And I've like, coming from Florida, it was just such a fun experience. And then some of the people in Fashion Week, they were from Florida too. So I'm like, hey, my people. And we like hung out. That was so exciting. So Couture Fashion Week. And I like the gowns. I like the whole like, but also I like last year, it was special because you got to come with me to New York Fashion Week and all of the glitz and glam. And also I think that
lots of glam.
Yes, American Fashion Heart. I think that was the fashion show where Dream Kardashian was walking in it for the first time. So that was so nice. I was so happy that you were there with me, because I've been to so many, but it was nothing like having you there and being in that moment.
Thank you. Okay, you're a fashionista. What's your signature style?
Oh, I get it from my mom. But anyways, my signature style, I would say classic. Like I like classic stuff, things. I'm not too much into trends. Like the stuff that I wear, you could see it in the stores years around. You taught me that, be like classic. Every now and then tap into the trends, but I like dresses. I love to like dress up, but I also have a casual chic vibe. Like I go for comfort. Yeah, I like to do that. That's my style.
Okay. Who is Leonce?
Leonce. Mother, I can't believe you asked me that. Well, yeah. Leonce, that's like a joke between me and my mom. I have like this alter ego when I'm doing like photo shoots or anything when my energy is low. I just like morph into Leonce, inspired by your girl Beyonce, where she had like Sauce Her Fears and she like channeled her alter ego, because I'm very calm, low-key person. But when it's time to like do things, I have to turn it up. So that's when Leonce come out. The energy, it's about energy.
You recently traveled to Bermuda for your birthday. Did you enjoy Bermuda?
Yes, I really love Bermuda. I want to go back. Maybe you can come back with me, but it was fun. It was exciting. The people were great. I love the vibes. I love the food. I love the beaches. They were so beautiful. And I wish I could have stayed there longer, but I had so much stuff going on in April and we didn't book that far, that many days, but it was exciting. It was very, very exciting. It was a great birthday.
What message do you have for your haters?
Haters? What? I don't really address haters. I'm very quiet and just let my work and action speak for me. But since we're on the topic, hi haters. Just kidding. But yeah, I just feel like haters, they can't stop my show. They can't stop my grind. My work ethic speak for itself and whatever arena I walk into. So just keep watching. You have front row seats to see me be great. Thank you.
Okay. What's your favorite quote?
Favorite quote? Well, I have 2. I would say Dr. Maya Angelou, when someone show you who they are, believe them. Mm-hmm. But I also have a quote from you, from your new book, Know Your Worth, from Palms in the Heart. Okay. And I just want to go ahead and quote that, if that's okay with you. I didn't get your permission. Okay. Know your worth. Don't settle for less. Let go of the stress. Be the best version of you. Know who you are. Some have no clue. Deep down inside, there's a tiger in you. Mm-hmm. Stand tall and firm with the best. Let God handle the rest. Mm-hmm. Challenge yourself to be better and do better. And always remember that you are the prize. Stay woke, stay wise, be an angel in God's eyes. It's just a snippet.
I guess I'm officially an author now.
Yes, you guys see where I get it from. It runs in the family.
Okay, what makes you happy?
What makes me happy? The simple things in life, family, just being around positive people, my tribe that uplift me, painting, art, writing, music, and just traveling, travel therapy. Those things make me excited. Those are simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's your workout and fitness routine?
It's really simple, but this year has been a good year for me. Like, I lost weight. I wasn't like huge or anything, but I just went on this fitness journey and exercising. I do cardio at home. I have the elliptical and treadmill. I also love yoga. You guys know I love yoga and meditation. Namaste. And I also started Pilates, but it's really all in your, not just workout, but it's in what you eat, like your portions and eating in moderation and nutrition and hydration. Hydration has been really, really good. I like the Prime energy drinks and water, like simple things. I'm a simple girl.
What's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport, I think you know this, basketball. You raised a basketball champion. So shout out to my niece, Jada, rookie of the year at Seton Hall. We love you. You're amazing. Shout out to my brother, James. We see you overseas doing your thing. And shout out to my nephew, MJ, Elizabeth City. Keep it up.
Okay. You're all about keeping it real. Is there a time in your life when keeping it real goes bad?
Yes, listen, so it's not always the time to speak your mind and keep it real. Like, sometimes it can be awkward. So I do have an awkward moment. I was at church, this was so long ago, but the apostle Saraga, his wife, was speaking to me. She came up to me after the service. She's like, you know, you have a light. You have a light shine. I was like, yes, I've been in my word. I've been like praying. So yes, I've been like focused and that energy. And she's like, yeah, you're pregnant. I'm like, no. The light for Jesus. So that was just so funny. We were not on the same page, but I was just telling her that I've been focusing and reading the word. But that was funny. I thought it was just funny and awkward, but yeah.
Okay. What makes you resilient?
Ooh, great question. So resilience is, it's a state of mind. It's all in grit. It's all in determination. It's not what happens to me. It's how I respond. So if I'm alive and I have a pulse, I'm going to keep going and inspire others to do the same. And like, it doesn't matter what challenges, what life throws your way, what curveballs, I'm always going to get up. I'm always going to pivot and find another strategy. And to me, that's what resilience is all about. Like that go-getter mentality, like can't stop, won't stop. I'm unstoppable. I'm going to keep going. I will be the Energizer Bunny and keep going. Resilience.
Okay. Facts over feelings. What does this mean to you?
Facts over feelings. Yes. So that's a big part of who I am, just growing up with brothers, having those sisters. They're very logical and they're all into facts. So I'm not like super emotional all the time like some people are. And I believe that you have to take a step back and just analyze all of the details and think before you react. So be logical, choose facts over feelings, get all of the details and move accordingly. So that's my take on facts over feelings.
Okay. What advice do you have for anyone listening today that's facing challenges in life?
this too shall pass. Yes. And have faith and just believe in what you hope for and be certain of what you cannot see. Be certain that there is a better tomorrow. Be certain that you can rise from whatever storm or whatever challenge or whatever setback or whatever rejection. It's just a moment. Because if you look back at your life, no one's perfect, but I'm sure you've gone through something and you've risen from it. So you could do it again if you did it before. Keep pushing.
Okay, last question. You inspire listeners all across the globe. What can your listeners expect from you in the future?
Ooh, great question. So I just want to thank my listeners for this community that we've built with Real Raw Relevant and just being able to have this experience. So you can expect more content, interviews. I wanted to do one with my mom first, that collaboration, because she's inspired me in so many ways. So look forward to more motivation. We're just getting started. We're not going anywhere. Look forward to new books. No Grit, No Pearl is coming this summer. It's going to be exclusively at Barnes & Noble. So I am so excited about that. We did No Grit, No Pearl. So this is the evolution of that. And just evolving and understand that you need a little dirt to grow. You need those trials and tribulations. They make you stronger and you evolve just like that pearl. So No Grit, No Pearl. Look for that. And just so many other collaborations. I'm just getting started and I'm excited about the movement. So thank you guys. I really appreciate it. And to close us out, I do have a poem that I wrote for you that's in your book that we collaborated on. Okay. So I just want to read that. Since it is in the spirits of Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to all of the incredible moms. I'm excited and thankful just to be here with my special mom who's inspired me in so many ways. So I'll close us out with this poem, and it's titled Thankful Adulterous Love, and it's in my mom's new book, Palms in Her Heart. It will be out soon. So thank you for being an incredible role model. Thank you for all of your sacrifices you made. Thank you for constantly reminding me that I'm special and for believing in my talents, hopes, and dreams and aspirations. You are strong, courageous, and very protective. When things didn't go my way, when I felt discouraged, you were there to help me pick up the pieces and finish the race. I am a reflection of you, a beautiful, loving soul, a career woman, a loving mother, a wife, and a grandmother. I thank God for blessing me with a mother like you. Aww, yours you. Truly. Alicia. Love you.
Love you.
So that is going to conclude our 20 questions. I hope you guys got to know more about me. And yes, look for more to come. Like I said, we're just getting started, and we will see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.